What up, K-State Nation? It is the weekend edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on Friday night. It's officially the weekend, folks, and this will go up here in another hour or so. K-State sports preview, been a consistent since, I don't know when, probably beginning of this year. We got to find at least something. I said to myself, I got to find something, one particular theme to be consistent. Well, the weekend preview, it's been consistent here, and we're going to continue that theme all the way through until there are no sports. There's always something going on for K-State, and at least around here, KC, Missouri, has an overcast look to it, post being raining the majority of Easter weekend. Speaking of Easter weekend, happy Easter, early Easter to everyone, K-State Nation out there. Hope you guys out there stay safe. You're traveling throughout the weekend, in between doing stuff. Make sure, definitely safe travels out there. Happy Easter out there, K-State Nation. Well, things got started already. Track and field, right? They're in Eugene, Oregon for the Oregon Team Invitational. So whenever I get any reports or anything like that from the team, y'all be first to know about it per usual. So I believe this is going on through tomorrow. So that's out there near Alex at. And I'm actually reading it. Let me see. Oh, yep. So back to Friday. Yeah, almost got sidetracked. So yeah, that's out there in the neck of the woods of Alex. But Alex Aiden lives out there in Santa California. He does not live in Oregon, but that is right around up there, a little close, you know what I'm saying? But speaking of Alex Aiden, real quick, me and Alex will get together on Monday. And I know I said this here and there on the podcast and with dealing with stuff and more stuff and more stuff. Haven't been more consistent. Speaking of consistency, haven't been that consistent with the bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. But we'll work on it here Mondays. Hopefully, for the foreseeable future of the Podbean app, myself and Alex Aiden will be on there talking more K-State and listening to, of course, Alex Aiden opinions as well, because he always has some interesting and developed insight with his thoughts of K-State sports. So we'll get back together on Monday over there. I'm pretty sure one of those topics is going to be about the baseball team, which we'll get in a minute. Baseball and the other one yet to be determined. There's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of news around K-State athletics, obviously, throughout the week. If you've been following along up to this point anyways, y'all know what's going on. If you haven't, why don't you subscribe to this podcast? Wherever you can listen to your favorite K-State podcast, Spotify, iTunes, y'all know what the deal is with this podcast. So that's that. I know we're all over the place. Let me see. Today, also, the Sierra Invitational. The Sierra Duel for women's rowing. So, they're coming off of a sweep over Creighton. So, they're in the Sierra Invitational right now. And they probably had events this morning, if I come to think of it there as well. So, I'm going to have to find out about that. And, of course, I'm recording this weekend preview, actually. 20 minutes up for the first pitch of Kansas K-State Dylan Sunflower Showdown style. K-State need to break this trend on the road of losing. They have lost five. If you go back to Oklahoma State getting swept, once we got ranked, this team started playing bad, especially on the defensive end, defensive side of the ball. Defense, whatever, it's the same damn thing. Oklahoma getting swept by Oklahoma State, and then you get swept recently by Northeastern in Boston this week during the midweek series. And we're not trying to let, I did not just hear yesterday somebody trying to make excuses. Not going to call this person out. I want to, but I'm not going to call this person out. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, your weekend preview edition of this podcast. Yesterday, I want to call him out, but I'm not going to because I'm not going to get hacked like that. But this guy said, trying to make excuses, well, you know, hey, we gotta put those bullpen arms out there and that's why we're losing. Come on, man. That no That's no excuse. That is still no excuse. K-State was in that ball game on Wednesday, and you had six innings to score, to put a score, three more runs to Northeastern. You didn't get a job done. So I don't want to hear no damn excuses about, oh, we're just throwing our bullpen and our arms out there. We want to save our best for the weekend. I'm tired of hearing excuses, whether that's trying to make excuses for football, basketball. Hey, I'm not going to throw punches. That is no excuse. You were in that game. You were leading. You were right there with Northeastern. You had a chance to win that game. You didn't do it. You got blown out of the first game because you made too many mistakes in the field. And Northeastern capitalized on it. Yesterday, you had a chance to win that game. And we're going to sit there and make, you're going to sit there and make excuses? No, that did not sit well with me. You can't make excuses. You're right there. Your offense is more potent, more capable of putting together a 4 or 5 run inning. We have seen it from this K-State baseball team. So don't sit there and tell me that, oh, we're just going to throw bullpen arms and hope for the best. We're just going to wing the thing. No, that's that. No, you can't do that. And this team right now, making mistakes, and the other teams are paying, and we're paying the price for it right now. it has got to clean up, man. We'll see what happens. It's Kansas. I don't know the record. I might take a peek at it before we sign off via it, but game one in a little bit, and then you flip over to tomorrow, game two tomorrow afternoon for Kansas K-State at 2, women's volleyball, spring volleyball. We haven't been getting any reports off of that, which, okay, what's whatever, but volleyball and women's volleyball, women's soccer, they've been in action this spring, really busy, and I'm seeing, at least for social anyways, women's soccer having a lot of fun right now. Colin Corbin, that nice big smile on her face, per usual, out there having a little fun right now. Woo! And by the way, the schedule came out, so we're going to get into that this weekend as well. Go over the whole entire thing at some point. Yeah, this weekend I want to camera that. There was news on the baseball team. I saw Maxis Martin name pop up again. I'll check that out later tonight as well. Sierra meet for K-State rowing continues tomorrow as well. I don't have a time, along with K-State track and field team in Eugene, Oregon there. And then on Sunday, the weekend concludes for K-State sports with game 3 of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown between Kansas State and KU. And oh, by the way, they're going to be in Lawrence the entire time. So if it's not bad enough, not playing well on the road, they're going to have to shake these demons off. They're going to win this series there as well. And speaking of which here, I did mention the Big 12 standings here. Let me see. I'm pulling them up real quick before we sign out of here. Real quick, this is Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, your weekend preview edition. Eddie Greer here, which is going to be here in Kansas City, Missouri, an overcast / rainy weekend here. K-State right now, despite all that, despite bashing them for their role play, this is my first time checking this out, actually, since for a minute. I didn't check it last week because I was out of town. They're coming into the series third in the Big 12, 10-5. Kansas, not that far, is sitting, if you look at it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And looks like they are tied for, well, they're all alone right now for fifth right now. So a gigantic series for K-State there to not only try not to get caught by Kansas, but get overtaken by Kansas, but you got to try to stay afloat. And I don't know why TCU is behind West Virginia in the Big 12 standings because West Virginia has a better winning percentage. I don't know. West Virginia, 11-3. It shows them at the top of the heat right now. TCU, and then you have K-State there. So all this talking said, you can flatter your old rose and stay right there in the top, in the thick of this thing, if you can take this series against Kansas here. So we're going to find out here this weekend. K-State's up to this task here of winning on the road. They have not. They're obviously, if you know the trend, the baseball team plays more better at home than they do away. Even though they lost for the first time at home at Twin Famous Stadium last week when I was away, I shouldn't travel to any more races, because K-State, they now they just lost. They got blown out. So, but that's their only loss of the year so far at home. But they're not at home this weekend. They're on the road, and they're going to have to figure out a way to carve out a series win. So we'll see what happens with the K-State baseball team, Pete Hughes, this weekend out there. It's the number 3 team in the conference, K-State, your K-State Batcats, against the number 6 team, Kansas, who is 9-6. And Kansas, actually, right now, coming into the series overall, 28-10. Whew. K-State, 23-14. They're going the other direction. You better write that ship quickly if they're going to stay atop of the, in the top 5 and stay right there in the thick of the Big 12 race. So that's what we got going on this weekend, or K-State's got going on this weekend on the Athletics Department. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. I have a chance to record Kansas State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode again. Make sure iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Already mentioned Podbean. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Apostle's Podcast. And again, make sure you tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That is going to wrap things up on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Big weekend this week across the board for K-State Athletics. Alex Aiden out there in Santa, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.